increase is going to hurt no matter what. A college ministry gets kicked off campus, and fire sweeps through a village in India. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Greece faces more pain regardless of what choice they make in the coming days. An election on June 17th has a 1-in-3 chance of provoking an exit from the Eurozone. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says,
"It would have to go to a national currency that would be immediately devalued. The best estimates are that the buying power of the new currency would be reduced immediately by 50%.
Staying means submitting to austerity measures. There's no easy way out.
They are in the fifth year of a recession. They have seen their salaries go down. Unemployment is higher than 23% right now. So there is a lot of suffering."
AMG ministry partners are doing what they can to ease the pain.
"The churches are helping people who are in need in various ways. There is an effort underway to increase the aid that is provided, and really expecting that this fall will be the greatest need that we are going to see."
There are a lot of gospel opportunities. We've got some ideas on how you can help at our website. Next, after a year of conversations with school administration, campus ministries will leave Tennessee's Vanderbilt University. The trouble started when Vanderbilt created a policy requiring all campus groups to let anyone lead. University Christian Fellowship's Greg Howe says,
"We always welcome everybody to be members. However, at the level of leadership, we think leadership needs to be reserved for people who share the mission, the values, and the doctrinal beliefs of our group."
So, InterVarsity and others spoke up.
The Tennessee State Legislature actually passed legislation that would have penalized Vanderbilt for this position. The governors vetoed that. So our response at this point is we do not believe we will be recognized on campus in the fall.
The controversy has given students a chance to talk about their faith, and InterVarsity will keep a presence, even though it'll be more off campus. But this could be setting a precedent.
In the past 2 years, InterVarsity's presence on campus has been challenged at 41 colleges and universities. We think the pace of challenge will increase over time.
Would you pray? This is Mission Network News. A raging fire recently destroyed the homes of 25 families in southern India. There's no word on how the fire started. The 102 family members are living on the streets and under trees in 100-degree weather. Already some of them have gotten sick without food and water. BUILD, a Native Agency of India Partners, is there providing relief, but so far it's just not enough. They need financial help. Just $2.30 gives a family food and water for a whole day. You can help by going to our website. Meanwhile, up in the northern part of India, a strong Hindu community is experiencing a heart revolution. According to Moe Padidi with Bibles for the World, the people aren't as satisfied with Hinduism as they have been the previous three centuries.
They converted to Hinduism as a group, but now want to return to their traditional religion. The Hindu religion evidently is not meeting their deepest needs.
There's a growing population of Christians, too, but they need Bibles. Bibles for the World plans to print 10,000 New Testaments in the Maithai language. They just got a boost of $1,000 from a chaplain of a retirement community.
Our hearts were deeply encouraged by the letter and gift we recently received.
You can have an eternal impact, too. It costs just over $2 to print one New Testament.
Yes, you can be a missionary from where you are by praying and by providing God's word for the Maithai people.
Call our resource line for more information. And goodbyes are sad, but isn't it great when they're accompanied by sweet hellos? After 22 years, Grace Ministries International is saying goodbye to Executive Director Sam Vinton. It'll be a big change, but they're excited to be welcoming Jeremy Clark to the position. Clark has been serving as a GMI missionary in Costa Rica for 8 years. Pray for GMI to hold their mission firmly in the transition. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can I ask you to make June a time to pray for Russia and the former Soviet bloc nations? To help you, Russia Ministries wants you to have a free set of beautifully designed note cards. Use these note cards to pray about their work, learn how you can get involved, and to correspond with family and friends. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.